Hello, welcome to GamerCast episode 222, Game Overload. This is the show recorded on the 24th of October, 2010. I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
No Adam again, he's not online. So I don't know what the DDO is, to be honest. I might have to send him a message.
It's a bit lame.
Because, I would send him a message, but I don't want to... Look, if he didn't want to be on, you know, whatever.
Maybe he's just thinking to himself, wow, I'm having all this time off GamerCast. Maybe I shouldn't mention anything. And then
maybe they won't notice that I'm missing.
We do kind of notice.
Anyways, we're going to get on with things, because we've got a lot of stuff going on this week.
Yeah, there's loads.
So we're going to plow on through it. Chat room, got any questions? We might do, a Q&A session.
Q&A session.
Yep, if they've got any questions. So Reese Baxter, for example, says that Tim sucks, and he also says, I'm better than Adam! Exclamation mark. Yeah, hey Baxter.
Now for the news.
Right, first up, Costume Quest came out.
Yes, Costume Quest came out back on
Wednesday. This was 1,200 Microsoft points, or 10 squid from PSN Network Land.
I recommend you buy it. It's a really nice little game. It's made by Double Fine.
Yep, the people behind Brutal Legend.
Basically, importantly, Psychonauts.
Basically, you play as a bunch of kids.
On Halloween,
and this is the game we mentioned a while back, where the combat mechanic is like in the kids' imagination.
It's not actually.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's not in their imagination.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's what they'd look like if they were...
If they were what they were dressed up as.
Yeah.
Their imagination, in other words.
So, your little brother or sister, depending on who you pick, has been kidnapped by these grubbin dudes who are like goblins. And you've got to get them back. And the game just progresses until you have to...
And it's got a turn-based... Well, it's not really turn-based.
It's kind of QTE turn-based.
Yeah.
Combat. It's really nice, though, and each costume is really different to the next.
Yep. A bit of Red Dead Redemption news. The Undead Nightmare Pack will be available Tuesday.
Tuesday. This is, of course, the zombie pack for Red Dead Redemption that's been announced.
So, yeah, you've got a zombie horse, there's zombies in it, you know the sort of
it all looks awesome. They're also doing a standalone disc that comes out. There's no release date for this yet, but it's going to be available for £25, and you get... the Undead Nightmare Pack, as well as all the other DLC that's come out, and you won't need Red Dead Redemption to play it.
Nope, standalone.
Also, the Undead Nightmare Pack is going to be 800 Microsoft points or $7.99 on PSN.
So once again, cheaper in Microsoft Pointland.
Yes. News now that has annoyed me slightly.
Catherine has been delayed.
Yes, I have been delayed. The game that I really want, called Catherine, made by the team at Atlus, who have done the Persona games, it's been delayed. It was originally going to be coming out this winter, and it's now been put back to February. But it's got a date of February 17th, which is cool, because then that means we know when it's coming out. It's going to be coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360. I imagine pre-orders are going to come up soon. Probably will never come out in the UK and America because of how graphically odd it looks. But I'll be importing it.
Kinect lineup now. So the Kinect games have
all officially been announced. Some have
announced
different dates.
With dates. Yep. So we've basically got. Do you want to read a through this?
You can read through it. Give you something to talk about.
Okay. Family game night with a Kinect.
Well, no.
What is this? What's the deal?
This is talking about stuff. These are saying these are the family games. Anything with thingies.
This is your. This is what you call an organised list.
This is off a press release.
Oh dear. So we've got Kinect Adventures bundled with it, la di da. Kinectimals, 10th of November. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Part 1,
19th
of November.
Do we actually have the dates on some of these? We don't.
Some of them don't.
Game Party, 26th of November. Oh my, there's dozens of them.
Yeah, there are.
There's dozens. Okay, in November, it's basically jam packed full of Kinect
stuff. Fine, I will say the rest of them. Game Party in Motion, Dance Central, Your Shape Fitness Evolved, which is the 10th, as well as Dance Central is. The Biggest Loser Ultimate Workout, which is the 10th. EA Sports Active 2, which is the 19th of November. Zumba Fitness, 26th of November. Get Fit with Mel B, 26th of November.
Diane could use that.
Dance Evolution, 10th of November. Dance Paradise, 10th of November. Kinect Sports is 10th of November. Motion Sports, 10th of November. Sports Island Freedom, which is actually a series that are on the Wii, usually 26th of November. Kinect Joyride, 10th of November. Fighters Uncaged, 10th of November.
Ooh, that's good.
Sonic Free Riders, 10th of November. And Crossboard 7, 10th of November. Oh, that was a long list.
So yeah, that's the Kinect stuff.
That's cool though, they got quite a few. Although a lot are sports or dance games.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a couple which, you know, you've got a couple of fit games in there, a couple of dancey ones.
Dancey. There's quite a few that I'll pick up, but there's also quite a few that I won't.
Hitman 5.
Yeah, so everyone knows they're making another Hitman because it's one of the Eidos and Square Enix's best titles that they've got still.
That they've got left.
So it's just been kind of double confirmed because David Bateson, who's the voice of Agent 47, had put on his website that he was working on Hitman 5, and they asked him to remove it. But he's confirmed that there's a sequel, and it's going to be gobsmacking, as he says. It's not going to be out until next year, of course, but it's nice to definitely know that they're making one and that he's back doing the voice of Mr. 47 as well.
Tiny bit of Diablo news came out of BlizzCon. Basically, there's going to be they've announced a new class for it.
Yes.
And this is the Demon Hunter.
So they're going to... So they're going to be demons to hunt? Of course there are. It's Diablo.
Diablo.
Or Diablo. Is it Diablo or...
El Diablo.
Yeah, so as of course it's also BlizzCon still this... Well, it finishes today, doesn't it? It's a weekend thing?
Yeah, so as you'd expect, it's sort of a rogue... sort of hunter.
Yeah.
Ranged class.
They look like a rogue.
You know, projectile stuff, knives, grenades, bows, bit of magic, you know, usual sort of stuff. StarCraft 2 stuff, what is this?
They've announced some official mods coming out, which are the... Where does it say? I've got them written somewhere. Outbreak and Starjeweled.
Oh, aye.
So, Bejeweled with StarCraft to make Starjeweled. But it's also the gem matching. You've got gem matching on one screen and gameplay on the other screen, and you've got to match the gems to win the gameplay on the other side.
Oh, aye.
And then Outbreak is... Defense of the Agents spin.
In
StarCraft. Yeah.
Well, from Warcraft 3.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Well, I thought I just said in StarCraft, did I not? Did I say from StarCraft?
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, they just announced that it's their first mods coming out.
Okay. Games for Windows stuff is having a bit of an overhaul.
Have you noticed in the screenshots? Get it for free, Age of Empires. Download now. Does that mean that it's coming out on November 15th?
Who knows?
Maybe. Oh, no, it's not coming out until next year, though, is it? That's what confused me on all the screenshots they've released for this.
So, yeah. So, the Games Windows marketplace that Microsoft launched, I don't know, a year, 18 months ago?
Quite a while ago now.
Which was recently upgraded to have games on demand stuff as well. So, before you used it to find the DLC for your Games Windows games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released the games on demand bit for it, so you can actually buy games on it, yeah, a la Steam. Now they're going to do it via a website as well, so you'd have to download the somewhat glitchy sort of low budget client they have for it,
which is cool.
See, the client could be improved by making it actually sign you into live so you could talk to your friends and everything. If it did all that stuff, it wouldn't be so bad, but it's literally just a front end to the store.
Yeah.
Because Steam, you know, you've got the store, but your friends are there as well. But on PC, to actually talk to your friends on Xbox Live, you need to load a game up to sign into Xbox Live. If they had the client, you know, do both, it wouldn't be so bad. But yeah, they're going to do it for the website as well.
They claim they're going to have over 100 titles up on November 15th, because it's currently got about 60-odd.
Yep, so they're going to have quite a few games on there. Yeah. And obviously, if you've got a Windows Live ID, you've already got an account. So yeah, you can buy your games off there if you so desire.
And they'll actually have lots of games that aren't games for Windows as well.
Yeah.
It won't just be games for Windows games anymore.
Michael Jackson game.
The Michael Jackson Experience has sadly been delayed.
The Michael Jackson game has been delayed because they realised Michael Jackson was dead.
Well, no, they're not even allowed to use his likeness. We've mentioned that before, haven't we?
What? They've got his name in the title.
Yeah, they're not allowed to use his likeness in the game.
They're just buying his name, aren't they?
Yeah. They're not allowed to use his likeness. So it's kind of a blurred face he's got. It's the PS3 and 360 versions that have been delayed until 2011. So the DS, PSP and Wii versions are still coming out in November, but the Move and Kinect versions, which is the main reason for it, have been delayed to next year.
Not surprising, considering if they did release it, I think Dance Central would take them to town.
Yeah, especially it's coming out in November.
Yeah.
Halo Reach thing. If you like Halo Reach, and you like Halo, and you like figures, check out Square Enix Halo Reach figures. They look really cool. Way better than the McFarlane figures. They're really detailed. And I recommend if you like Halo, to check them out, because they do look pretty cool. They're coming out next year
in January.
Space
Channel 5?
Yeah, so they're re-releasing Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Is this Dreamcast relaunch stuff?
Yeah. So
the Dreamcast
Xbox Live, PSN, Space Channel 5 Part 2 and Sega Bass Fishing are coming out on them.
Great.
No announces on prices yet, but they claim they'll all be revamped to be HD-like and not like Sonic Adventure and be more like Crazy Taxi and everything's going to be.
Yep.
So that's cool.
Some renaming for Xbox Live stuff. Xbox Live Silver is now going to be called Xbox Live Free.
Yep.
Just to avoid confusing people. So you're going to have
Xbox
Live.
Well, Silver does sound a bit weird.
Gold, which will obviously be your money. You have to give them the golds.
They're still calling that gold, though.
Well, to be honest, I think most people just refer to it as Xbox Live.
Yeah, that is true.
And now the free one, they can just refer to as Xbox Live Free.
Do people really refer to a free one?
So, well, they normally just say silver account, don't they? Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're just, it's no longer silver, it's free. But obviously no other changes than that.
Yep.
Are we not talking about the website changes?
I've got that bit later on.
So that's later on, is it? Yeah. Okay. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. This is a new sort of isometric...
Co-op, friendly...
Co-op, multiplayer,
lovely designed
Tomb
levels, Tomb Raider game.
Yeah, what's the studio?
The co-op, online co-op is finally out.
Oh, okay, cool.
So previously it was only offline co-op on a local 360, whereas now, well, as of October 27th, so on Wednesday, there's going to be an update for it on 360, PS3, and PC... Oh. I'm sorry.
Yo.
So on 360, like I was saying before, it's coming out October 27th. The update for the other versions is still coming later. But to be fair, they already said...
What?
In their announcements for the press release when it came out, they said that the 360 version was going to get the online co-op first. There will also be the, of course, if you did buy it on 360, the first add-on pack for it will be free as an apology.
Apology for what?
For not having the online co-op on release.
Oh, okay.
Because, of course, the game came out like a few months ago.
Yes, well, why don't they just give us some money?
Especially because it was 1,200 points. But I was fine with playing local co-op.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, do we have anyone we play multiplayer online over the internet with?
Really?
No. Do we need Xbox Live Gold? No.
Do we have it?
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't needed it for ages.
Have we? I've not done it since, like, the 5 minutes I played a Modern Warfare 2. Time Travelers is a 3DS game.
Yeah, so Level 5 had a conference last week, which they announced loads of games at. So they announced a whole bunch of 3DS titles that they're making. So they've reinforced the fact that they like the 3DS and they're working for it.
I like the 3DS. I want one. So I will not play on it much, but I will have one.
Time Travelers is a 3DS title. Yeah, you'll play on my one. You try and show people my one. So Time Travelers is a 3DS title. You play a Japanese schoolgirl. It looks very Girl Who Leapt Through Time like, for anyone who's watched that anime, which is totally awesome. So you play a schoolgirl and she can travel through time. I'm not sure if she knowingly travels through time.
Hiro Nakamura.
She can choose when she travels through time, because not much has been announced other than just a trailer's been shown. But I think it could be really cool if they go down the same angle as Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Time will tell.
Because it might be compelling.
I'm not going to try to pronounce that.
Kyabayopi, maybe. So this is another Level 5 game, which is a hostess game. Do you know what hostesses are?
Oh dear.
Well, no, it's friendly. It's not like full of. I don't know what I'm allowed to say to be child friendly on the show.
It's, hey, I don't
it's
mind.
It's not got any naughty stuff in it.
I don't mind paying for some company.
What? Anyway, so this title has been on
male company, of course.
You make your sound sound even worse.
Well, it's funny, isn't it?
So this game came out on mobile phones in Japan, and apparently has been such a humongous seller. They're releasing it on 3DS as well.
Oh yeah, gee, we wondered to what sort of audience.
So this probably won't be making it over to the UK shores. But it's quite cute. So you've got your little girl that you play as, and you can
actually play as one of them. You don't play as a dude.
No, you play as a little girl, and you get to dress yourself up and buy new clothes, and then you go to the hostess bar and you have to talk to the guys and stuff, and that's pretty much it, I think. But yeah, so that's another 3DS title being announced. Great. That will never come out over here. They also announced Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney.
Skip used to be an escort.
Did he?
Yeah.
Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney.
Basically what
they're
doing.
Which will be called versus Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright or whatever it is. Yeah. Basically what they're doing is Professor Layton. This is a sort of beat 'em up. So like the SmackDown and Raw things got tired and they had to do, you know, the mixed fighting things. And just like you had MX versus ATV, all these other versus games where basically the games get tired and they need to like throw new life into them, and they can get away with it for like one version and then it just gets tired again. Yeah, they're doing this with this.
Or to be totally serious, what they've done, they've put the two character, well, the two stories into one. So you've got Phoenix and you've got Luke and Professor and the girl, and I can't remember her name. So
Penny from Inspector Gadget.
There's going to be the game's theme will be that the puzzles are full of contradictions. And there's also the fact that there's a trial of some girl who's being accused of being a witch. So that helps string in Phoenix because he's a lawyer and all that stuff. All that's been shown is a really long cutscene. Because, of course, they do really nice 2D animated cutscenes. Mm-hmm. And it will, of course, be full of that. And it will be weird having the two characters in one. They've got the Phoenix Wright dude helping out with level 5 while making the game together, so it will have the same aspects as one.
Yep. Xbox.com has been overhauled. This happened during last week sometime.
Yeah, it was last
Basically,
week.
The whole website's been revamped. It's got a much more... It fits in with the new dashboard when that launches, and even to sort of Windows Phone stuff as well. So yeah, they've basically, you know, tidied it up
better.
A bit. They've tidied it up. It looks a lot cleaner and nicer. You know, matches the new dashboard.
Because you can't now accidentally click on the drop-down menu thing when clicking on something else.
Yeah, it does look quite nice.
It's nice and simplistic. I like the colours as well.
I mean, you know, people actually go to Xbox.com unlike the PlayStation website.
Right, it's because you can actually do stuff on the Xbox website.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they've got the avatar editor on the website now as well. So you can customize your avatar on the website,
which apparently works really well. Did you tell me that, or did someone else tell me that?
I did tell you that.
Yeah.
When I told you about all these things, yeah. So let's just sign in, and then we'll tell you what the. I've not tried it on the website yet.
So who has? Maybe Stephen did. Someone else. Someone told me about it. They were like, "Oh, I was just changing my avatar." So why you just change your dude? Can you not just change your dude? You've got a message.
So I do. I really do like the website now. It looks much nicer.
Oh, I've still got drop-down menus. I don't like drop-down menus.
Oh, it's Merchant Shuey.
You should
AKA
download.
Paul Shoesmith telling me to download something. Wait, is that the complete message?
Click on more. Oh. You clicked on his name.
MMA
demo.
I'm going to assume this is EA spamming people's friends
like
lists.
It.
Right. Dear EA, if you ever, ever set up your game to spam my friends, I'm going to come over there and kill you.
Don't say things like that, Paul.
I'm talking to a company. I'm not going to kill a company. You know, it's not like it's a
person. Who knows what you can do, Paul?
Well, I doubt I'll be able to track down every EA
so
employee.
So can you actually change your avatar? Because I'm a bit
confused. Yeah, that's the point, isn't it?
Click on you. Edit your avatar. There we go.
I just got distracted by...
pretty pictures?
By that guy, Paul Shoesmith. The guy whose name is almost mine, but obviously makes fun of mine. So yeah, the avatar editor basically uses Silverlight, you know, browser, blah, blah, blah. It's obviously quite 3D heavy and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's got a load, a fair bit of doodads.
Yes. It does take a while to load up. But yeah, check out the website. I mean, if you're an Xbox Live person, you're all going to be on the website. They've got a bunch of Kinect stuff up now as well.
If you don't use the website, you really should do, though. So,
yeah, so
you can browse the marketplace.
You can browse
the
marketplace.
Things.
You can buy stuff there. And when you log in with your Xbox, it will just automatically download. You don't have to go hunting around on the Xbox later on to find it and then download it. It's like, oh, I'll download that. So even if it's a trial, just set the trials up to download. So that's kind of cool. It is, you know, a nice website. It's better than Nintendo and Sony. Yeah.
You can, of course, check out your achievements, your friends' achievements. You can see what your friends are doing. You can send messages to people on their Xbox. All loads of crap. So I use the Xbox website all the time.
I use it a fair bit as well,
especially when I'm at work, even though I now have a 360 on my desk.
Yeah. Let's just hit the chat room. Falclaw wants to know, are you guys doing Fallout New Vegas or Fable 3 today? No.
Doing it? What does that mean?
Reviewing it, I suppose. No, we've not played Fallout yet. Fable review won't be up until sometime this week.
Yeah. Fortunately, we're under embargo for talking about Fable.
Yeah. So this is the avatar editor.
It's got music and everything.
It's got music. You can obviously turn that off.
At least it sounds a little less Wii-like.
But yeah, here you go. See, look, I can make myself fat. You know, thin.
How quick is it on changing costumes and stuff?
My style.
Well, when I say costumes, I mean, you know, clothes. Oh, he's... Okay. Click on something random.
Okay, what do we do? Hit a
register.
Sure. Well, yeah, what stuff is it still doing?
Oh, so it won't do it while it's got other stuff.
Well, I don't know. This is the first time I've loaded up. Anyway, what you can do on there if you're bored, like I said, it's Silverlight. It is all still. So it is quite heavy on the old computer.
Yes.
But yeah, you can actually, you can change the features, you can do the whole lot in there, really. Hudson 5, which is the guy from Red Dwarf.
Hudson 5?
Yeah, do you remember?
Five.
He's Crichton's replacement from Red Dwarf.
Oh, the weird guy?
Yes.
Who goes to kill them?
Yes. He says,
And
well,
then he tells him there's no, what's it called?
No what?
What's the robot heaven?
Silicon Heaven.
That's the one.
Where did the calculators go?
Yeah. So Hudson have announced their lineup for the 3DS.
Yep,
they're going to be really
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Of course, not all of these will come out over here. So they've announced they're going to do a Bomberman title, a Tetris title, which they may or may not release over here though.
Hudson 5,
Bonk, Amiga 5, Deca Sports Extreme, and Kororinpa, which was on the Wii. And would probably work quite nicely on a DS as well. So yeah, that's Hudson's lineup for the 3DS.
World of Warcraft Cataclysm is a game coming out.
7th of December.
Published by Blizzard, we think.
You can watch the cinematic intro now on the interwebs.
Oh, do I want to spoil it though?
I don't know, it's up to you. They did actually do a video during some American football game. And people seemed to think that was the intro, but it wasn't. For anyone who thought it was, you can watch it on the interwebs.
Yeah, so basically you've got, what's his name? Deathwing. The angry dragon. Deathwing, right?
I don't know.
Falclaw. You know about WoW. Deathwing is the grumpy dragon from Cataclysm, right?
Yes.
He says yes. Good. See, it's useful having a chat room because they can tell us stuff. Oh, look, two other people have just said yes now. I think they're just agreeing with Falclaw.
Yeah, so if you want to do that, you can watch the Cataclysm
intro video.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we've got a couple of letters this week, which makes a change. The first letter is from Rabbi Sensei.
Yep.
I assume that's what he means. I don't know. Is he really a rabbi? Is he really a Japanese ninja boy?
Well, from his name, I'm going to guess he's 21 or 22.
But I'm talking about a Jewish rabbi if you're that Japanese old. Ninja. No? Okay.
I was just trying to be a bit more serious.
Well, let's get on with it. Hola from the States, or the colonies if you prefer. Yes, we do. Just stumbled upon your show a few weeks back, and I think it's great. You guys put together an entertaining and informative program. My only question is, why don't you guys cover games for the iPhone? I know Paul will probably insert some snide remark here about the noobness of the iPhone as a game platform, but some top engineer or designer from Sega did say that he thought the iPhone was as powerful as a Dreamcast. Did he not? I don't know. Did he? It's not as powerful as a Dreamcast. It's about as powerful as an iPhone. I mean, obviously,
I can't remember what the specs were for the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast had, what was it, 32 meg of RAM? So obviously the iPhone's got more RAM than that. Dreamcast had dual CPUs. So,
Well, you can't really compare a phone with a console, can you?
No, because obviously they do things differently. Phones have more RAM, but they have much less compute power.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you
and
can...
And, of course, they've got to be compacted into a tiny thing.
Yeah, and then, of course, you don't have as many buttons and... stuff like that. So, whatever. The graphics processor, and there isn't really anything to write home about, though. Anyway, on to the question about iPhone games. The reason we don't do any iPhone games is because we don't have iPhones.
I mean, we did mention Game Dev Story last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Did we? Or was I just talking about it?
I mean, Adam's got one, but...
Yeah. He never mentions anything about what he's got on
he
it.
He doesn't really play games on it. He doesn't really do anything with it, to be honest. Well, he doesn't.
I mean, we'd talk about games,
because the thing is, the battery dies too fast.
As Paul says, none of us have iPhones. No one that even works for GamerCast, but Adam has an iPhone. So,
it's difficult
point.
For us to review stuff. If we were given an iPhone and a computer, which we could isolate to have iTunes on it, because obviously we wouldn't allow iTunes on the network with the goddamn 12 setup programs it wants to install in the background on your machine.
I'm sure I've still got some background stuff on my machine from installing it.
That was just QuickTime, though, wasn't it?
No. I installed iTunes at one point.
You did what?
And it had some Bonjour thing.
Oh, yes, Bonjour, and all this other junk which runs. I mean, you know, I can't really recommend people get an iPhone when they have to have so much junk on their computer just to use it.
To be fair, though, you need Zune for Windows Phone 7, don't you?
To be fair, you don't, though.
Do you not?
No, you don't even need a Windows Live ID.
Wow.
You just use the phone, it just works normally. Obviously, if you sign in, you get the internet stuff going on, but... you just want a phone and send text messages, you'd have to activate it like the iPhone. So that's the main reason. Granted, there's an overwhelming amount of dross on the iPhone, yet thousands of FAR applications.
Things how to tell you how to work out tips.
He says there's a bunch of games on there. Picked up Phantasy Star 2 for $3. Yes, I know it's all remakes, but it shows the potential of the hardware. Why not include coverage of iPhone games? Well, that's the reason, basically. We don't have them. I mean, we've got Xboxes, we've got all these other things, so
we've
can talk
about
this.
We've got every other format. We just don't have... an iPhone or Apple, an iPad or what else is there? An
Apple
iPod Touch.
Aren't a game company.
Nah.
Anyway, he says that he's a diehard 360 fan, and I'm wondering how you get achievements through the new Windows 7 phones. Do you have to buy phone versions of 360 games, or how does it work? Basically, it just works as another platform. So, like the PC, where you could have live games on that, you can also have live games on the phone and earn achievements. It's not a question of playing your 360 games on the phone, because obviously... 360 you have a control pad, so they have to be designed for the phone.
That's
and then
true.
A live enable game works like a live arcade game, get 200G out of it.
So then there's of course other games that have some stuff to do with 360 games, so the Uno game can share leaderboards between the two games, and there's a few other things. I mean, how many achievements have I got so far? I don't know, I've got quite a few though.
Yeah, she's got, I don't know, about 200G out of the game she's played so far probably. Yeah.
I've bought...
That's not bad since first date.
I've got one game that was free, and then I've bought one, two, maybe three other games. And it's just been playing them on train rides and stuff, and I've managed to get some G out of it.
Yep, he also goes on to say, by the way, after Catherine's review of Enslaved, I might actually get the game.
You should, it's really good.
It seems cool and somewhat unique. Keep up the good work, I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that letter. It's always good to have a letter from someone new. As opposed to this guy who keeps sending us letters every now and then. This is from Matt Windsor, a.k.a. Oxlow. He says, hi guys. Sorry it's been a long time since my last letter. I'm sure I can find one on this list. Oh no, it's actually off the page. So yeah, he's not sent one for quite a while.
Oh, there you go. I just saw Matt, aka Oxlow.
Yeah, I just saw Matt, aka Oxlow, man. I fell behind with episodes back when E3 was on and only just caught up this week. It's good he's caught up.
That is good.
This week I finally got around to playing StarCraft 2 and I forgot how much fun StarCraft was. It is just the same, I still suck. I remember the days when Paul and I would go to Global Surf and Shoot or around his house to play some StarCraft. The thing is, I don't ever remember winning a game against him. I just wondered if Adam or Cameron has beaten Paul at StarCraft 2 yet, or any of the listeners to Gamercast.
So, I've only played a few games with Paul. He wants to play an offensive match with me, one-on-one, and I don't want to, because he's going to beat me.
It'd be over in 6 minutes.
He's just going to beat me.
Well, I have actually lost to one listener to Gamercast.
Yeah.
I did lose one match to Reese Baxter. Because he's in the 3v3 team and we're just messing about at some point. So most of the games against him I've won, but we were goofing about one game and yeah, he did win. He mass marined me when I was fracking about with roaches and stuff. Yeah, I should have gone Banelings. But obviously I did bother really having a look at his base. I was just, you know, building up. Just to have some roaches out, just see what's going on. So yeah, I mean, I've obviously not lost it, most people. Because I am good. That's why I'm ranked in the gold division. Unlike everyone else in my 3v3 team, who's ranked in the bronze division for 1v1. Great.
What are you in for 3v3 now?
Bronze.
Oh, really?
They're holding me down.
You'd get in silver.
They're holding me down. Yeah, well, when Jam Donut gets on, we'll play some more.
Yes, so...
thanks for those letters.
Thank you guys for those letters.
Especially thanks to Matt Windsor for his praises about how awesome I am. And I'd say Rabbi Sensi for not coming across as an iPhone fanboy like some people do.
I'd also say a nice thanks to Rabbi Sensi.
I just said that.
For the fact that he actually sent a letter in and that he's been listening to us for a while now and has now decided to. And everyone else should do that listens to the show.
Yeah, we know people listen.
It's nice when people decide to finally send a letter in.
We have 1,000 downloads a week, people. Come on. Send letters in. Unless it's just one person downloading it 1,000 times.
We have more than 1,000 a week.
Well, 1,000's like the baseline, though, isn't it?
True.
We always have 1,000. Sometimes we have 2,000 if it's a popular episode, like the StarCraft 2 one, or the Halo Reach one had a lot of downloads. So.
Well, we had a review in it, didn't we?
Well, yeah, Halo Reach review, which was bang on like embargo day. So.
Yeah. Well, that's thankfully that they did the bargain. Send letters to feedback@gamercast.net. If you don't want Paul to read it, if you think he's going to have some problem with what you're talking about. I know. You did a really good job.
I did not go crazy at that guy for talking about Apple stuff.
I'm just saying, though, if anyone thinks that they're not going to send a letter in because of what Paul might say, just write on it that you want me to read it out.
It's cool.
And then it'll be all fine.
Or, even better, like Mr. Rabbi Sensei did and Matt Windsor, leave a comment on the blog. You know, it all ends up in the same place. Because at least that way people can go, oh yeah, that guy said that, and this guy said that, and la la la, and so on.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week, everyone would have heard this. Yes, Catherine guessed it was Lemmings. We had no other guesses, though. The answer was Lemmings. So,
yay!
GZ.
Yay! I must have heard it at some point when you played Lemmings a bazillion times.
I was playing it on my phone the other day, wasn't I?
They need to release Lemmings, don't they, with achievements? Who owns Lemmings?
I don't know, it's exclusive PSP stuff at the moment, isn't it?
Damn. Get in contact. Get them to make a new one.
Well, the thing is, the Windows Mobile version was just hacked together anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome. I won. Yay.
Yep. This week, we've got something slightly more challenging. Clues. Multiple platforms. It was released in the last 3 years?
3 years, multiple platforms.
I've got you this time, haven't I?
Last 3 years, multiple platforms.
Yeah, it was on Xbox 360, PC, PS3. Yeah.
Oh my god. Have you played it?
I've played it a bit.
You've played it a bit. And it's multi-platform. PS3? What on earth comes out on PS3 as well and you buy?
FIFA?
Yes, Paul. You're such a FIFA lover.
Come on, Catherine.
Any guesses in the chat room?
Yeah, chat room. Any guesses? Chat room has no guesses.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know.
Well, in that case, let's just write this up and finish this bit off, shall we? Good. Catherine, I don't know. I will, however, say GZ to the chat room. Although I'm not going to show Catherine what the answer was because they did actually get it. GZ to people in the chat room who shouted out what it was. Damn, you're a bunch of geeks.
So, any guesses? Send them in. Feedback at GameCards.net or write a comment on the blog.
Or forums.
Or forums or whatever. Anything. Yeah.
New releases this week.
Alright, there's one or two games coming out this week.
One or two. Say a bazillion games coming out this week.
Yeah. Where to start? Obviously, we're going to start with the big ones, which is, of course, Fable 3.
Yes, Fable 3 is probably the biggest release of this week, I'd say, in terms of gaming.
I think Force Unleashed 2 would do quite well.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the games next week will do well, but I'd like to think Fable 3 might do best, but then again, it might not.
I don't know, I think it will probably sell the most.
They usually sell quite well.
I mean, Force Unleashed might just be able to get it, but only because it's multi-platform.
Yeah, whereas, of course, Fable 3 has only come out on 360 and PC. There's also a controller coming out as well, if you're a big Fable fan.
The controller looks horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like
just
the controller. So, new Fable 3 game. New Fable game. This time, Fable 3.
Set during the overthrow of the monarchy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You can play as a guy or a girl.
Review will be up on Tuesday or Wednesday, so
hopefully
hit the website then and you'll know what we think of it. Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, like The Force Unleashed, this is a Star Wars game and it makes use of like Force powers and funky stuff like that.
And lightsabers.
Yeah.
Coming out on 360, PS3.
It's coming out on everything, basically.
PC, DS and Wii. It's not coming out on PSP. There's a special edition as well if you want to pick that up. Got a USB stick and there's a
USB stick of like little dudes and you take their head off and it's a USB stick.
Yeah, only 2 gig though.
Well, they've got to have cheap ones, haven't they?
Yeah,
they've got to take the stuff out of the landfills that nobody wants.
There's demo up on Xbox Live and PS3 if you want to check it out. It is quite cool. You throw a TIE fighter with your your force powers with your bum. That doesn't even make sense, Paul.
To funnies.
Next up, WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2011 is coming out on 360, PS3, PSP, and Wii. No. I was just saying about the chat room. New WWE game.
Whoopi doodah.
New people, I suppose, if there's any new people in it. fighting for belts and stuff.
Phil, fighting for waste of time. Rock Band 3 is also coming out. This is the hugely expensive. It's a bit different than previous releases.
Yeah.
So they've got a cheap version and they've got an expensive version. The expensive version has higher quality instruments.
I believe you're right in what you were saying to me the other day that you can use them as actual instruments. The expensive ones.
Really?
So I saw something.
Even a guitar?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the guitar. I saw something on a website of saying some band had been using the keyboard while doing gigs.
Okay. Just for show, of course, because it's all pre-recorded.
And what they'd thought about using it. I hadn't read into it, but so you can get £100 instruments for this. they cost about £130 a pop.
Yep, so EA have gone into overdrive.
You can get... I didn't even get to say what platforms it was, Paul.
Well, we know what platforms.
Wii, PS3, 360 and DS. Would you have known that?
Yes, that's what it's normally out on, isn't it?
Mm. But yeah, so you can get, like, Super Pro drums. There's no Super Pro microphone. Guitar. Is that it? Keyboard. It's got, like, this whole kind of... It's totally different because there's about 2,000 songs in its library and you can pick songs from it and stuff. They claim to make it the best one. Yeah, apparently it's got a Metacritic of 93 at the moment, or did on Friday when I checked it out. Joystick gave it 100 out of 100. Actually, that's what Metacritic rates on though, so yeah. Next up is not a game, but it's a console.
Yeah, the limited edition Red Nintendo Wii is coming out this Friday, just like the DS came out last Friday.
Yes. This, of course, comes with New Super Mario Bros. On the Wii, Wii Sports as usual, and Donkey Kong preloaded on the console. And it's all in red.
Blood Bowl.
Are you going to say Blood Gulch?
Blood Gulch.
Blood Bowl Legendary Edition's coming out on PC. This is the Legendary Edition, well, the Ultimate Edition of Blood Bowl, with 12 playable races, or 12 new races, sorry, that join the 8 existing ones from the 2009 edition. These, of course, use characters from the Games Workshop... what the hell's it called? Warhammer stuff. So you got orcs and elves and Amazons and undeads and loads of stuff, and they're playing football. But American football. Right?
I guess.
American football.
CSI game coming out, Fatal Conspiracy. This is PC, 360, PS3.
There's going to be a Wii version as well. I think there's going to be a DS version too, but later on. They're not coming out yet. I think they're coming out in November. So that's a new CSI game.
Yep, new FIFA Manager coming out as well. This is PC, 360...
PC only. We said this earlier.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if EA were going to...
No. It's only a PC game. Do it. Okay. Like usual, it's only PC.
Well, they've got to give Football Manager some competition, haven't they?
Yeah. So new FIFA Manager 11.
Personally, I don't know why they bother. Football Manager is the way to go.
GTA 4 Complete Edition, which is coming out...
Well, formerly Championship Manager.
Yeah. GTA 4 Complete Edition coming out on PC, 360 and PS3.
Yep, so basically they're just re-releasing GTA 4 with the 2 expansion packs.
Yes.
Ballad of Gay Tony and Lost.
It's having exclusive box art for that. So they've made a whole new cover for it.
They've got a new box for it.
It's got a new map for Liberty City and a poster, which is new. And the game manual has been updated. So it's got a nice new game manual. Of course, the Rockstar manuals are always quite nice because they're full of adverts from in-game and stuff like that. So they're nice themed manuals.
Yep.
So anyone who's a GTA fan, I recommend picking up, or anyone who doesn't have
the expansions. Well, if they haven't already picked up the game. Sims 3 Late Night, this is the expansion pack to Sims 3 on the PC. This is coming out on Friday as well.
Yep.
As you can guess, it's sort of a late 90s thing. So
you get to hang out in I wouldn't say pubs. You get to hang out in clubs and bars and lounges, and there's bouncers.
Have fun with vampires.
Oh yeah, I remember that, vampires and stuff.
Yep, Sean would be into that.
Yeah.
Bakugan Battle Browser is Defender of the Core DS PS360 PS3 Wii is coming out.
This is coming out on every single platform currently.
Apart from DS. Oh no, DS isn't there. PC?
Oh, it's not PC. So Bakugan is an anime that is
rubbish.
Not really that popular, if you ask me. But they're making game for all platforms for it. So it'd be good for like a Christmas game, families, as in to buy their kids, because if their kids like it, then they can have it on whatever platform they want.
And there's also Ben 10 stuff coming
Ultimate Alien Cosmic Destruction, which if you pre-order in-game, you get a free wristwatch.
Yeah, DS360 this week, PS3, Wii, PSP coming later.
Yeah, Ben 10 always sells well, based on the popular kids'
TV
series.
What is Ben 10?
It's a kids' TV series.
And what is
a kid with a watch, and he can
bloke.
Turn into things. I'm not sure what Bakugan is.
Adam would know, wouldn't he?
No, he wouldn't.
He's a sad kid.
Yeah, and so new Ben 10 game. But this one, of course, is on 360 as well.
New Lord of the Rings game as well. Aragorn's Quest.
This is good.
This is coming out on DS, PSP, PS3 and the Wii.
So the Wii version has been made by the guys that made Battalion Wars 2 and House of the Dead Overkill, who are Headstrong Games. The DS, PSP and PS3 version have been made by TT, but the part of TT that make the DS versions of the LEGO games. Do you have much experience with those? Because I've always known that they're quite bad.
Yes.
Okay, so they've made those versions, and the Wii version, which has been made in a whole separate company, is awesome. And this is a new Lord of the Rings game.
Okay, where's the 360 version?
Maybe I didn't mention it. Do you want to double check? I can double check.
It's bound to be 360, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to cut out about 50% of their sales.
Yeah. Lord
of the Rings.
Of the Rings.
Yeah, so this is set after Lord of the Rings, I do believe. And that Samwise Gamgee bloke is now a mayor of whatever town they ended up in. Hobbiton, yeah. I think.
Hobbiton?
Well, I don't know, do I?
That sounds it's something funny.
Goofy like that, isn't it?
No. No, 360 version.
No 360, okay, it's a rubbish game then. Super Scribblenauts is a upgraded version of Scribblenauts, basically.
Yep,
this is coming out on Friday as well, DS.
Claiming better functionality, more words, a better system, a better hint system, and apparently worked.
Yeah, because the single player was quite tricky at some time, wasn't it?
It was well tricky. Next up, which is, I'd say, a big release of this week, Sims 3 on 360, PS3, and DS. Main reason, 360 version. You get achievements when playing The Sims. Which, okay, yeah, you can do on your Windows phone with The Sims 3 and get some achievements in that, but this is a full title and it should be quite cool, because, of course, 360 has nice graphics, and Sims 3 would look quite nice in 360.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I believe it's quite similar to the PC versions, except you don't have as much creativity allowed.
Yeah, so unlike other console Sims games, this is more of a proper Sims game.
Yeah, so you do town upgrades and you get new buildings and stuff like that. You can change your furnishing and do some house creation and player creation, so hopefully it'll be quite cool. I haven't had a chance to play it.
Patapon 3
is coming out. This is PSP. Game. Yes.
PS3 version?
Just PSP. It's always been a PSP version.
Papaton? It sounds like someone's pooped.
Patapon.
Patapob.
Patapon. It's a rhythmic
game.
Remember
Pob?
It's all these cute little...
Remember Pob?
Little black dudes. Like, they're kind of like Pob. Stick men, but not. And they've got these big eyes. And you have to tap... you don't tap. It's not a DS game. You press buttons to rhythm. So they're like, do Patapon. And you just press it like that.
Someone picked Ratatouille for their kid over Rhythm Paradise today.
Ratatouille would be easier.
Rhythm Paradise, a decent game.
Rhythm Paradise is a decent game, but it gets hard.
Yeah. Ratatouille drives you.
So Patapon 3, I recommend people picking up. It'll probably have a retail of like £20.
Probably catch leprosy
off
of it.
It'll probably get sold out really quickly because only a couple of copies will go like across the UK. The Patapon 3 is awkward.
Deadly Premonition,
which is only coming out on 360, is a third-person survival horror action adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
You play as an FBI dude who has to investigate some killings in a town, and it's apparently good, but it's also apparently bad. So it's either had really high scores or really low scores from places. It's kind of, as people say, a Marmite game. I think it sounds cool. You can skip time, so you can make time go by if you smoke a cigarette.
Okay, Family Game Night Volume 3 is coming out 360, PS3, Wii.
Yes, it may be put back on 360, as a few websites had different dates for the 360 version. But this is the new, Family Game Night
game.
This
is the one with Mousetrap.
Yeah, this is Game of Life, Cluedo, Twister, Mousetrap, Yahtzee.
Twister, how's that going to work?
I'm not sure.
Sean Hunter's Skateboarding is coming out. This is the long-awaited Sean Hunter game in the Sean Hunter series of games.
Or you could call it Sean White as well. This is also, don't forget, the first maybe UB game not to have an instruction book and have a digital download on 360 and PS3 and Wii.
Nasty. That means
remember
when we
that?
Trade it
when
in
we
it's going to get
that?
Scratched up.
So this is 360, PS3 and Wii. This is unless they change their minds, but you know, with the whole going green stuff, they decided to scrap
instruction
books.
Going green? Yeah, in other words, cheaping out.
Well, it'd just be a black and white instruction book either way. So
cheaping
either way, it'd be
kind
of cheap.
So yeah, skateboarding game, la-di-da.
Along with that, Tony Hawk's Shred is coming out to compete, so there's going to be two skateboarding games coming out this week.
Does this have a stupid
board with it? Yeah, there's a new board for this one.
Oh,
you can buy
God.
It Solace, or you can buy it with the board. It's coming out on 360, PS3, and Wii, and is a new Tony Hawk's game.
Great. X Factor, la-di-da.
Wait, get up a bit.
Hey, leave my mask, we all learn.
There's snowboarding as well.
What, in Tony Hawk?
Yeah. Skateboarding and snowboarding.
Okay. X Factor game, 360, PS3, Wii.
Yep.
Probably rubbish.
Have to sing and be judged by people. I'm not sure how good an X Factor game will work. Of course, on 360 you have achievements.
Yeah, doing a box set for Dragon Age as well.
Yeah, just like they did with Battlefield Bad Company 2 Ultimate Edition, you can now get a Dragon Age Origins Ultimate Edition.
With everything.
Yeah, PC, PS3 and 360. It's going to have...
stuff.
Lots of stuff. Is that all the things? That's not... I don't know what that list of things is, to be honest. Oh, no, that's the 7 content packs. Oh, but I remember hearing something else. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm babbling. So it's got it's got Dragon Age Origins Awakening expansion pack, which, of course, was released as a separate copy of the game. It's got the Stone Prisoner, Warden's Keep, Return to Ostagar, the the Darkspawn Chronicles. I think that's the one where you play as the bad guys. Leliana's Song? Leliana's Song, maybe. The Golems of Amgarak and Witch Hunt.
Okay.
So if you haven't picked it up yet, or if you haven't picked up any of the expansion packs, you can pick this up and get them all in one.
Yep. Those fishing fans out there, there's now a fishing game coming out on PS3. This is Rapala Fishing. This was previously on the Wii.
Yes, it's also coming out with a rod.
Is this Move?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Obvious Move game here, guys.
I haven't seen it been mentioned anywhere as a Move title.
The Shoot
this
is
a Move
out.
Game on PS3.
Yep. This is...
The demo has actually been up since Move came out. You can download the demo if you want to try it out.
So this is similar to like You're in the Movies or something, isn't it?
No. The Shoot isn't. The Shoot is you're shooting people.
Really?
It's on movie sets.
Oh. Yeah. That's what
so it's on movie sets and you're taking out bad guys and stuff.
Okay, that sounds rubbish.
And TV superstars.
TV superstars, this sounds rubbish as
you
well.
You start in reality TV show things and it's a Move title. These are the two delayed Move titles that were announced to come out when it came out. Next up, we've got Ivy the Kiwi.
This is a good game, apparently.
You play as a little Kiwi. Well, actually, no, you don't play as the Kiwi. You've got a guide, the Kiwi, who's looking for his mummy or her mummy.
Oh.
It was designed by Yuji Naka, Mr. Sonic Man, or who does not want to be known as Sonic Man anymore. It's out on DS and Wii. It's got over 100 stages. And there's also going to be mini stuff released on the WiiWare and DSiWare as well to download.
Okay.
So the DS version and the Wii version are slightly different with their controls, but either way you're still drawing kind of like vines to stop him from going ways and stuff like that. It looks nice. It's got a nice look to it. And it's got a multiplayer version as well.
Oh, what is this? So Blonde Back to the Island.
So Blonde
rubbish.
Back to the Island. So Blonde was a PC title, which was an adventure game. So Blonde Back to the Island is a sequel, which is coming out on the Wii and DS. It's an adventure game. It's written by Steve Ince, who wrote Adventure Games of the Past. You play as like, well, the protagonist is a blonde girl who's like a 17-year-old girl. And yeah, it's an adventure game, so point and click.
Okay, that sounds...
Which would work for the Wii and DS.
That sounds fun.
It's better as well, because the PC version didn't really work. So,
What makes us think the DS or Wii versions would work?
Well, the PC version wouldn't run properly on PC of the original. Which is good, because these are just Wii and DS versions, so they'll run fine.
Oh.
Charlotte could never have it work on her PC. There were known things about it everywhere.
Yeah, well, why don't they fix their fracking game before releasing a new one?
Well, this one will work. This is made by different people, I think.
Oh, okay. So that's the releases this week.
So many games. Main games. Fable 3, Force Unleashed 2, I would say Sims 3, and also...
SmackDown versus War.
Heads out? No. A mention of Deadly Premonition. And Ivy the Kiwi.
Previews and or reviews.
Couple of quick reviews as well. So obviously Windows Phone 7 was released last week.
Yeah.
And we've got two reviews of some of the Xbox Live enabled titles for it.
Because of course that's the only titles we're playing.
Well, we're not going to hit everyone up with 20 reviews this week, are we?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that I haven't actually... Well, I've only played one game that isn't an Xbox Live title. And to be fair, it was kind of crap.
Well, the thing is, we can't review every game on a platform, you know?
I know.
Anyway, first up is OMG, our manic game. This is a vertical scrolling shooter, like some of the sort of Space Invader sort of reboots they've tried over the last few years. But obviously you can move up and down as well as left and right.
Shoot in one direction.
Yeah, you only shoot up. And you shoot all the time, you know, sort of semi-typical sort of things. Graphics are very sort of Geometry Wars in style. They're sort of bright neon colours, all this sort of stuff. The game's only £2.49, 200G in it. I think I've got, what, half the achievements in it?
You had 95 last time, I knew.
Yeah, 95 gamer score out of it, which ain't too bad.
I cannot get anywhere near as much as Paul, because I'm not as good as it.
I think I only put about 10 minutes into the game as well. Two modes of play. You've got infinite mode, which lets you just play forever until you run out of lives, or 5-minute mode, where you have infinite lives, but you play for 5 minutes. You've got scoreboards on there as well, so you can compare with your friends on the leaderboards and all this sort of stuff, which is good, because the interesting thing with this game mechanic is if you tap on an enemy, rather than like making you shoot them more, they start shooting more. So this is why it's called manic. It puts it in like the manic sort of mode, and they just spew out loads of bullets everywhere, so you have a really hard job of avoiding them all. But if you kill them, you get bonus points
for all bullets on screen.
Yeah, for killing them, but all the bullets on the screen disappear when you kill the person who shot them. So if you've got 100 bullets on the screen and each bullet's 50 points, you know, that's a good way of getting your score up. So it's a good sort of risk reward mechanism in there, which makes it a bit more interesting than some of the other more traditional
shooters
like that. Yeah. Smart. Yeah, that's £2.49, 200G out of it, like all the other games on there. Yeah, quite good.
It's made by Powerhead. Sorry, I was thinking of a different game.
They did Big Bang Mini on the DS.
Oh, yes, so you said that, didn't you? Big Bang Mini.
Next up, Flowers. This is a free Xbox Live title. Free is good. First off the bat, we're just going to say it's got a few little performance issues here and there. Sometimes it like lags a little bit.
Sometimes if you press to put one down, it's going to get rid of three. Sometimes it's a bit laggy, isn't it?
Yes, it's sometimes a bit laggy, but it doesn't sort of... you can review this.
You've
got more G in it than me.
It's a simple flower match title. Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. It's a simple flower match title. So it's like Bejeweled. You have to match up three flowers. You can match up more than three.
It's like Bejeweled in the fact you have to get three things in a line. But unlike Bejeweled, you actually place items down on the grid yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not pre-placed like Bejeweled.
So it's like...
So in one level, for example, you've got 20 flowers to put down, all random different colours. And as you progress through the levels, it gets more complicated. More colours get unlocked.
They add more colours.
And then the flowers also, when they disappear, they leave another colour flower behind.
What if it's got its centre coloured?
Yeah. So, for example, you've got a white flower with a red centre. If you knock it out of the white, it turns into a red. There's a few other little cool things to that. It's actually not bad. I think I played it quite a bit.
As you go through the levels as well, you get more space on the board as you get further on.
So yeah, you get bricks down on the board at some point as well, just to make things more difficult. But other than that, it's a decent little game. Games we'll probably review next week are The Harvest. Maybe. If I decide to buy that.
I could do The Blob.
Since are we not getting free ones from Microsoft?
No.
We want review copies.
Paul, they're not expensive.
£5 an hour's work, dude. The only thing with The Harvest is load times are quite bad. But Harvest is a shooter. We'll talk about that more next week.
Yeah, so you have no way of not getting flowers if you buy a Windows phone.
Yeah, if you buy a Windows phone,
you get it for free.
You get it for free. So download it, get your G out of it.
Well, no, it's already pre-installed.
No, it's not. I had to download it.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I had to download it.
Really?
It was not pre-installed on my phone.
I'm sure it was.
It wasn't.
Maybe I had to download it. Who knows?
There are no games pre-installed.
Just download it, and you can get 200G if you can get good enough to do all the things. We have about a quarter of it.
Aye.
I think of the G.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for this week's episode.
Yes.
We will see everyone again next week, where we will reveal the answer to Name That Game. Although some people in the chat room already worked out what it was.
We'll probably have a Fable 3 review.
Yeah, Fable 3 review will be up. It will also be up on the website Tuesday, Wednesday sort of time.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. You better play it more.
Hopefully. Hey, I've been playing it all day.
Oh, you've been playing games all day. I had to go to work. Hey, you play games all day.
Hey, it's a review. It's my weekend. I have a weekend.
Yeah, feedback at gamercast.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes, on Zune. Point your podcatching software at our feed, which is feed.gamercast.net/gamercast.
Yep. We should be on normal time on
Why?
Sunday.
What are you planning on goofing
hey,
about
it's
with?
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday, yeah, and you're not spending it with me. Thanks.
I'm coming back Sunday. Hey, you don't like birthdays.
No, they're a waste of time, in my opinion.
So it's Halloween next week. Maybe, well...
Ooh, download the cool Windows 7 Halloween theme as well. That's on the Microsoft website. It's kind of spooky.
Maybe we can talk about the games that are out that are Halloween-y. Or coming out that are Halloween-y. Although a lot of them come out this week.
Sims 3 Late Night.
Costume Quest
came out.
Kind
of scary, if you ask me.
Or Deadly Premonition. And, what's it called? Red Dead, of course.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll
see you guys next week.
So we'll catch you next week, and... Yeah. Bye. Yeah.